listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the National News Briefing. Survivors of the 2002 Bali bombing say they're gutted to hear the chief bombmaker has been released from an Indonesian prison despite Australia lobbying against it. 52-year-old Uma Patek has been granted parole until 2030, having served less than 12 years of his 20-year sentence. More than 80 Australians were killed in the attack. Andrew Charby from the Gold Coast is one of those to survive. He's told us he lost so much.
Yeah, when I heard the news, it's been a pretty sleepless night. Certainly not the festive Christmas gift I was expecting. You know, I got a life sentence. I lost a leg and a foot and friends. So, yeah, we're shocked. We're outraged. The families would be absolutely gutted, disappointed, and I empathise with everyone. I only just recently came back from Bali. There were hundreds of parents there, you know, just looking for answers, looking for their kids, looking for anything to give them some peace of mind, and this is far from it. It just brings it all back to the surface. How do we know he's going to be monitored? How do we know he's not going to reoffend and incite more terrorism?
Meantime, the federal government says Aussie survivors have every right to be disappointed and is calling on Indonesia to ensure all possible protections and monitoring are in place. Australia's top doctors are calling on governments to make all meningococcal vaccines more accessible. A fresh alert has been sent out after a Victorian teenager contracted the disease while at schoolies on the Sunshine Coast. Anyone who attended social events in Maroochydore between November 26 and December 2 were being told to look out for symptoms. It comes after an 18-year-old girl from New South Wales died from the B strain after attending the Spilt Milk Music Festival in Canberra last month. Danielle McMullen from the AMA says not all states offer the B strain vax in school programs.
There are a number of strains of meningococcal and many of them are covered with vaccinations that are provided for free by the government. But in most states and territories, many people can't access the meningococcal B vaccine. And we would encourage government to consider broadening the eligibility for that.
Germany has arrested 25 people during raids suspected of plotting to overthrow the government. The group of ex-military and far-right figures are accused of planning to storm its parliament and seize power on what was dubbed Day X. It might be a little harder to get a roast chook for Christmas or a palmer at the pub this festive season. Domestic and international factors are behind a chicken shortage, which will see prices skyrocket by 12%. Potato supplies are also in trouble after Victoria's wet and wild spring ravaged spud crops. Volodymyr Zelensky has been named Times Person of the Year, the Ukrainian president recognised for his country's spirit amid the Russian invasion. And stars have taken to the red carpet overnight for the Actor Awards in Sydney. Baz Luhrmann's film Elvis took out the most gongs, picking up 11 awards. David Warner says it's family first over trying to overturn his cricket leadership ban after the Aussie batter withdrew from the appeal process last night. His wife Candice has told us they've had enough.
There are more important things than cricket. That's the bottom line. We have been through hell. The fact that they use words like cleansing, to me, is a joke.
And Boxing Day hero Scott Boland is back. The Victorian quick has been recalled to replace injured captain Pat Cummins for the Pink Ball Adelaide Test. He's first since the Ashes last summer.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.